The human experience. A pain. Big pain. Small pain. Real pain. Created pain. Personal pain. Universal pain. So much pain. So much pain. To be human.
So much pain.
Mental pain. So much pain. To be human. Emotional pain.
So much pain.
To be human.
Physical pain.
So much pain.
To be human.
Spiritual pain.
So much pain.
So much pain.
Relationship pain.
Loneliness pain.
All the ways.
I'm well versed
in pain.
I'm seeking
to have a level of closure
with pain.
I want to expand
my capacity
for compassion
without agreeing,
without creating,
without co-creating,
without participating
in more pain.
I want
to grow
mentally,
emotionally.
Spiritually.
I want to grow
without experiencing
more pain.
And even though that's never been done,
and I'm not even sure I'm allowed to do it,
I want to be open to the possibility
that I don't need
to experience
the expected.
The accepted
level of human pain
to prompt me
to ask good questions
and make better choices.
All the ways,
pain
is part of the human experience.
So many ways.
Negative thought.
Self-criticism.
All the ways.
Everything.
Can lead
down one path
to pain.
I'd like to choose
the other path
and still grow
and still seek
and still create
and still allow
and still wear
rock and shoes.
I'd like to enjoy
being human.
I'd like to enjoy
all the choices
of being human.
All the contrast
without exploring
so much pain.
I already did that.
I've spent decades in pain.
Just rotating
through all the different kinds.
I know how to relate to pain.
I got the concept of pain.
I've got it down
thoroughly.
I understand
about pain.
I've experienced pain.
And if it's possible,
if it's allowed by spiritual law,
at this time on earth,
I'd like to continue forward,
seeking.
Healing,
evolving,
giving,
receiving,
allowing,
exploring
without visiting
the path
that leads to pain.
Could I do it?
Out of curiosity.
Could I grow?
Could I reach for more?
Could I give more?
Receive more.
And skip the suffering.
The mental suffering.
The emotional drama.
The physical injury.
All the ways these bodies,
manifest.
The beliefs
that I don't even know about yet.
I'd like to separate
from the resonance,
the expectation
of pain,
and find myself
inspired.
Find myself
curious
to expand,
to face my fears,
to step out of my comfort zones,
to be outrageous,
to be fabulous,
to have more,
to give more, To create more.
To contribute
more.
And skip the path
that involves pain.
I'd like to imagine
there is a different way.
And I don't mind.
And I don't mind
going first.
I don't mind.
Being one.
That grows.
That seeks.
That receives.
That receives.
That receives.
Without pain.
I don't even know how to receive.
Without creating pain.
A story.
A circumstance.
I don't know how to receive,
without some level of pain.
I don't know how to give,
without some level of pain.
Mine or theirs.
I don't know how to spiritually evolve,
without the concept of pain.
Which really gets tricky.
The better I feel.
So wouldn't it be nice
if this tapping
could really allow me
a better,
a newer,
a different
experience
of what it means
to be in human form,
evolving
at this time on earth.
I want to be
the consciousness
that steps fully
into growth
through thriving.
I have explored
survival
and all the pain of survival,
all the pain of lack,
all the pain of victim identity,
all the pain
of scarcity consciousness.
I've gone in and out,
around and around,
around and around,
again and again.
And wouldn't it be nice
if it was possible,
to reach for more,
more good,
more abundance,
more fun,
more beauty,
more lightness,
more
without pain.
And wouldn't it be nice
if that was a belief,
I could embody.
That I could contribute,
that I could receive,
that I could expand,
that I could step out of comfort zones
and be more,
more of my goodness,
more of my potential,
more
that I desire
without
the old belief
of having to pay
a high price
in one way or another.
All the beliefs
that I'm here
to evolve myself out of.
All those beliefs
represent pain
in one form or another.
Limitation.
Lack.
Hurt feelings.
Disappointment.
Everything I'm here to evolve out of.
Our beliefs
that
create pain,
allow pain,
participate in pain,
contribute to pain.
And that's not what I want.
Even though I've never thought of it that way,
that's not what I want to contribute.
That's not how I want to contribute.
And that is not how I want to receive.
I want to embody light,
whatever that means.
And I never associate light
with pain.
I never associate
goodness
with pain,
except a little bit.
It's got to cost me something,
or else it's too good to be true.
It's got to cost me something.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If my new exchange,
my new currency,
if I always paid
in curiosity,
impossibility,
if I always paid
with the energetic expression
of positive expectation,
no matter how the path winds
and turns,
I want
to evolve myself
into a whole new experience
of being human.
Of being human.
I'd like to receive.
I'd like to receive.
Without creating pain.
Without creating pain.
I'd like to let go.
I'd like to let go.
Without creating pain.
Without creating pain.
I'd like to give.
I'd like to give.
Without experiencing pain.
Without experiencing pain.
I'd like to contribute.
I'd like to contribute.
Through the dissolving. The transmutation.
The transmutation.
Of the concept.
Of the concept.
The expectation.
The expectation.
Of pain.
Of pain.
I don't know if it's possible.
I don't know if it's possible.
But I might like.
But I might like
to give it a try.
To give it a try.
Okay, big breath.